How's things?
Yeah, great. Thank you. I'm back home for a few days, which is a nice change. I've been away traveling and touring all summer long. So I'm back in my bungalow and
Mate, nice.
Regrouping. And it's, I just went and saw my nan earlier, who I haven't seen in a while.
Oh,
and,
mate. How long have you been away for?
Honestly, mate, I feel like I've been away since June. I've been back and forth maybe for like a day here and there, but when I'm back, it's literally suitcase on the floor, take all the dirty washing out, put new clothes in, go back on tour again.
But
I've got a few days, so it's all nice.
And you say like traveling and touring. Where have you been? You've made time for a bit of actual personal traveling.
No, I actually meant just by that, just traveling around for all the gigs. I say this all the time. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. Like my job, it takes me around the world to places that I wouldn't go to unless I was getting booked to DJ.
Mm.
So I get to go and experience these places and obviously like do a gig, but either side, always get a chance to have a look around the town or the city that I'm in. So I always get to do a bit of traveling as well.
So in your travel brain then, best places that you've been this year, top three?
Great question. Right, top three. Okay, I'm going to go with Tulum.
Where?
Tulum in Mexico.
Okay, right, nice.
Yeah, Tulum. I enjoy Tulum a lot. I was in Tokyo a few months ago in Japan.
I do like Tokyo.
That was good fun.
Did you find it that it's not like the movies? Because I think it looks nothing like the movies.
It doesn't look anything like the movies, but it's like a whole different world, isn't it, when you get to Tokyo? Because nobody speaks any English, and it's like walking into the future.
Yeah.
Anyone listening, if you do get a chance to go there, you've got to go and check it out. It's such a cool place.
Did you get all the Tokyo rules like read to you before you went? Because it's mental, some of the Japanese rules about you can't eat in the street.
Oh, yes. Yeah. There is some rules, isn't there? We actually had a translator with us because I was there for a gig, and the club provided like somebody to help us kind of get around, and this person like hanged out with us for a few days, so he was kind of like guiding me and he told me all those rules as well.
It's nuts, isn't it, man? It's so yeah. Nuts, but a really great place, right? So that's number two. What's number three?
Oh, okay, I got one more to go. This is a tough one because there's a few contenders, but I'm gonna go with one of my favorite places in the world, which is Miami, because it's just so fun and the music scene in Miami is just popping off. So from a DJ perspective, it's such a good place to go and spin some tunes because there's just a lot of like energy around dance music there at the moment, and it's just a really cool place to be. And I went for Miami Music Week, which is like when a lot of DJs come together and it's a whole week of events. And it's just such a great experience, man. So, yeah, I had to say Miami's definitely up there.
One thing that I think I need to ask you about. As a ginger, I cannot relate, but you always seem to be in perfect holiday mode. And everyone obviously knows about your six-pack. But I want to talk just really quickly about your preparation for the perfect tan, because you always look like you've popped out like an action figure box and you look per... What kind of routine are we talking when it comes to get the perfect Joel Corry tan? Because the six pack, I'm way off, but the tan, people might stand a chance.
Do you know what? I love the, the banana oil. It's like, I use the one that's like 15%. What? You get it from Boots. It's called like...
Okay.
it's like carrot oil or something like that, it says on it. It smells really nice. So I always put a bit of that on in the sun. That seems to do the trick. And that's it really, man. Just get your carrot oil from Boots.
Carrot oil. Do you time yourself like front and back like an egg? Are you like 5 minute front, 5 minute back?
If I'm having like a proper good cook in the sun, obviously I'll do both sides. So yeah, I'll do the front and the back. But I'm not on like a stopwatch, no.
No. Just thought I'd ask, but the banana, I'm right down banana and carrot oil just for me to try next summer.
Get some of that on you.
I'll be in Boots soon, don't worry. And obviously like it's kind of the end of summer for us, and I call summer Joel Corry season because that's where you basically just come alive. You're all over the world in Ibiza, like literally, mate, everywhere. at the end of summer, obviously, what happens in the Joel Corry world? Because are you still gigging? Are you still, have you got any plans as we head into autumn?
Yeah, I mean, it's, the thing is, summer doesn't stop me because I'm going to Australia for my Australia tour and summer's just starting there.
Oh, so, mate.
Yeah, all year for me, I only have one season now. I haven't seen a winter in years.
So much banana oil, I'm telling you. Just everywhere, all around Joel Corry's apartment. It's quite slippy.
It's global para oil.
How long are you in Australia for?
I'm doing 2 weeks there with a couple of gigs in Bali because it's near to Bali.
Oh,
so
I love Bali.
I do Bali, then I go Sydney and Melbourne, Gold Coast. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, the Aussies, man, they're such a good crowd to DJ to. They're always really up for it. So I'm looking forward to getting back down under. And yeah, mate, the party just doesn't stop.
Any phases, workouts coming to your Australia tour?
Hey, I like what you did there. So I'm actually doing a phases pop-up workout this weekend in London.
It's really?
I've designed like this workout that obviously to go in line with the new single phases. Mm. And it's going to be like a power hour where there's different segments of the workout, different phases of the workout. And, you know, I was saying this to someone earlier that like a lot of DJs are leaning into the sort of wellness and fitness stuff now. You see like Diplo and John Summit doing like run clubs. And I was thinking like, what's my version of that? Because I don't really run, I do more like weights and that sort of training. So I thought let's do a workout where I'm spinning some tunes. We get a load of people down and do a workout, a class where like I can be DJing and joining in the class and call it the phases workout. So first time we're doing it this weekend and I put it up within an hour, the class was full. So we had a good response to it.
Oh, I can't even come. Damn! Oh, because I do love a workout.
I'll put your name down for the next one, though. Trust me. Yeah, you said that.
Part of me did think, bit of a cough out of you, that you're going to do a bit of the workout and then go and play some tunes. I was like, mate, what's that about?
I've got to get on the decks, though. Yeah. Haven't I?
You've got to do it at the same time, you know? Lift the dumbbell, do a little bit of that. You'd be all right.
Well, I'll try and do both at the same time. We'll see how it goes.
Hit music only. KMFM's The Hit List. Hit music only. KMFM's The Hit List.
Can you give me a brief rundown? If anyone listening is on the list and he's coming to see you in London this weekend, you said.
Yeah, this weekend.
What kind of activities are we talking about here? What kind of...
When people arrive, I'm going to already be spinning the tunes and getting the vibes going. And we're going to start with a warm-up where I'm just going to be playing all the bangers, getting people ready to go.
Some of this going on?
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. You know, yeah, you got it, mate. That's exactly what we'll be doing. and then the class is going to, you know, really kick in. And we're doing it at March On, which is, they're a great brand. They're based in London and one of their instructors is going to come in and take the class with me. And he's like a drill sergeant, basically. So we've got all these different phases of the workout where it's going to be a bit of CrossFit, a bit of sort of high intensity interval training, some sprints, all that sort of stuff. So it's going to be a mixture of stuff for all abilities, though. And we're going to split the people up into different groups. So it's kind of be a bit of a group competition involved in there as well. And after that, just, you know, have some refreshments, some phases protein shakes that we're going to be providing. And
I like
you like that, yeah.
That's cool. And a free towel as well that I read. Yeah, you do get a free towel.
You didn't miss a thing, did you? Yeah, we got a free towel.
I was on it. I was like, what is happening here? This is like the perfect side hustle for you, though. Obviously, you know what I mean? Being in outrageous shape is insane. But do you reckon these are going to become more frequent? Are you thinking maybe I'm going to own a gym? Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone's in for a side hustle.
My two passions in life was always fitness and DJing. And when I was a teenager, I was either on my decks, annoying my mum, playing the music really loud, or I was down the gym lifting weights. That's what I did. I've done that my whole life, you know, and 20 years later, I'm still doing it.
in constant summer heat, still doing the exact same two things.
So look, if this works really well this weekend, I definitely want to, do some more events like this. And it's my way of, as I said, kind of aligning both things, the fitness and the DJ. And yeah, and as I said, mate, next time you're definitely
coming. Oh, mate, please. You don't want to see that. So let's talk phases. I mean, Abby Flynn has rocketed this year and she has become almost mainstream in our world of music. Where did the hookup come from?
Well, me and Abby have been friends for a while now, but we've actually been in the studio so much this year. So we've done enough demos to make a whole album.
Really?
So many bangers on the hard drive, it's crazy. But we were waiting for that right tune, the right one that just, ticked all the boxes, and that was Phases. We did so many studio sessions, made so many tunes, but we eventually made Phases, and we both looked at each other and went, that is the one. And we were going to release it in September, which is a time when, people start new phases. Seasons are changing. September's that month where people go into the next phase or a new phase of their lives. And it felt timely that this was the record to drop then. And she has absolutely smashed it this year. She's killing the game and she deserves her moment so much. She's been through a lot of challenges. And I really think people now are giving her flowers. And I'm a huge Abby Flynn fan and I want her to win. And I'm glad to be part of her journey now.
Mate, we are. I think we're all huge Abby Flynn fans. And discovering her is... discovering what she's already been on that we've already got is mental and mesmerising. Is she signed up for any gigs coming forward? Is she going to feature somewhere on the tour?
Yeah, definitely. She's going to be out in Ibiza with me in 2 weeks' time. And she's definitely going to come with me on some gigs. That's another great thing about Abby, that she wants to tour. She wants to get on the road. She wants to perform. And obviously, I want her to be there as well. So we're gonna pick some good gigs for her to be on. And yeah, Ibiza is going to be good fun, though. I can't wait to be out there with her.
And let's just dive into this hard drive that you mentioned. What on earth is on there that we haven't got yet?
Mate,
you are a man for a banger. And I do love a banger.
Yeah, the hard drive is stacked with bangers, bro. Like, there's some unreal heat on there. Some of it might never come out.
Really? Man!
A lot of it will come out, don't worry.
Have you got any almost finished projects?
There's a lot of tunes on there that I play a lot of them in my sets as well, just to test them out. Because as a DJ, that's one of the luxuries of being a DJ, is you can play like unfinished music to a crowd and kind of get a vibe if it's feeling good or what needs to be done to it. So I'm constantly testing out that new music on the road. But, music, and it's all about timing. Like, so you could have the best record in the world, but if you drop it at the wrong time, it, for some reason or not, it just won't work. So you've got to kind of go with your gut feeling on what record feels right at the right time. And that's another reason why I just know Phases is the one that I want to put out right now, because it's just giving me all the feelings and the signs of this is the right time for that record. So yeah, loads of bangers on there. Yeah, we'll see what happens and we'll see what the next step is after this. But right now, it's all about Phases and we're ready for the next phase.
And do you know what? We are going to play the song on the show, obviously, and we'll do something that we've never done before. And I want you to be ready. I want you to pitch the song because we've never played it before. So everyone listening right now hasn't got a clue what it's about to come through these speakers other than the teaser on social media. You've got a 20-second timer.
Right.
So you can have a think. You've got it's quite a lengthy amount of time. It might be too much. It might not be enough. Are you ready to pitch?
I'm ready. I'm just going to go for it.
Okay, ready. And you may be able to hear the timer. You may not be. I have no idea if this is going to work. But we will try. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Go!
All right, listen up. All right, listen up, Kent. This is Joel Corry. And I'm about to give you your biggest autumn banger with the amazing Abby Flynn. This is called Phases. You know I never let you down.
6 seconds.
Your autumn anthem. Make sure you turn it up loud and I'll see you guys on the dance floor.
Oh, there it is. Beautiful. You can get you a job here if you fancy. This is called The Hit List. So I'm always in search for people's hit tracks. And it'll be nice to know a little bit more about you. So I need 3 songs for you. The first one is your guilty pleasure.
Peter Andre, Mysterious Girl.
No way. How are you doing the whole?
Mate, Give me a couple of tequilas and get me up on the karaoke, and I'm belting that out.
Mate, that was such a quick, rapid answer. I love it. And I'm going to always put your face on his when I watch that video. your overplayed banger?
Head and Heart has to be, man.
Really?
Yeah. Although I wouldn't say it's overplayed, because I feel like the song's timeless. Do you know what I mean?
Mate, it's such a good tune.
It always goes off, but obviously that's the track that most people know me for around the world, and I play it every set.
my mum literally only yesterday mentioned that she loves that song so much.
Big up, mum.
Big up, mum. Go on, Angie. And we do a thing on the show at 9 o'clock. We call it Old School Anthems, and it's just for anyone who is either ending their day or just starting their day. And we try and give them a little bit of euphoria, a little bit of energy to just do the last bit. It might be a chore. It might be the first shift thing they need to get done. At 9 p.m, what would you like? I mean, the music man called Liam is in the room with me right now. If you were going to pitch to him one track for him to put our Old School Anthem at 9 o'clock, what would it be and why?
Oh, God, that is a big question.
It's a lot of people that deserve, you know, a good track.
Yeah, we need a proper anthem right now, yeah?
Mm-hmm. A huge tune.
Do you know what? I'm just thinking off the top of my head, like a big crowd pleaser that never, ever fails me. Drop it at the end of the set, last song, and it always goes off. Free From Desire.
We're getting a nod. It's going in at 9 o'clock.
We just can't beat it.
It's so good. Yeah. So good. People used to say Jack's hair is on fire, your defense petrified, and I thought it was a little bit rude. And mate, it's so good to have you on. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, man. Catch you soon, bro.
Catch you soon, man. Have a good one. Adios.